The Midas Touch. Proverbs 15:27. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. The phrase, the Midas touch, is used in our culture in a positive sense. If we say that someone has the Midas touch, we're saying that whatever they do goes their way. Success seems effortless for them. They easily get what they want and accomplish their goals. Thus, whatever they do turns to gold. But the story behind this phrase, based on Greek mythology, has a very different outcome than what you would expect. King Midas was known for his immense wealth. One day, he showed kindness to Silenus, a companion of the god Dionysus. And as a reward, Dionysus offered to grant Midas any wish. Midas's passion was for what he already had in abundance, wealth. He already had it well beyond his needs, but he wanted more. Apparently, enough was not enough. So he asked Dionysus that everything he touched would turn to gold. Although Dionysus warned him to think carefully, he granted the wish. At first, Midas was thrilled. Trees, stones, and other objects all transformed into solid gold at his touch. But the gift soon became a curse. His food and drink turned to gold before he could consume them. And finally, he came head-on to an unexpected and unwanted consequence of his greed. When he embraced his beloved daughter, she turned into a golden statue. Realizing his greed had brought misery, Midas begged Dionysus to take back the gift. Afterward, Midas renounced wealth and learned a lesson in moderation and humility, at the cost of his daughter's life. What is it in your life that has become an uncontrolled passion or obsession? What gift from God has become bigger and more important than God himself? What are you depending on to be your savior other than Jesus? God doesn't tolerate idols in the lives of his people. Wealth had become the idol of King Midas's life, and the price of that idol was the life of his daughter. What is the price you might have to pay for the idols in your life?